that limb you're sitting on. Thank God. I'm glad I'm not way up yonder this morning. I'm glad I'm a stranger and a pilgrim headed to the city where the builder and the maker's got. I may not be able to run with the Joneses in this lay, but I'm glad I'm running with somebody who knows where I'm a setting this morning. And you ain't going to do too good up yonder. I found out in that corporate world, the further I got, the further I had to fall. And I don't like falling. Amen. Well, in your Bibles, the book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3 this morning. So good to see you here. The Bible said, be glad in the day which the Lord hath made and be glad in it. We ought to be glad in it this morning and glad there is a God in heaven that loves us and died for us. Aren't you glad that He died for everybody? Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3. The Bible said in verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist. I like what he was doing. He was preaching in the wilderness. If there's ever been a time that we need to be preaching, it is today. I never seen such a wilderness. You might well sit down this morning. I'm going to pull a Dean McNeese on you and preach an hour while you stand up. I done found out in the wilderness, friend, we need preaching. We don't need people petting on us. We don't need people giving us a great profile of ourselves. We don't need somebody telling us how blessed we are every day. We know how blessed we are. We need preaching in this hour. I never seen a time when America's lost its perspective. We now are majoring on the minors and minoring on the majors. I don't understand why anybody would leave a house of God where the Spirit of God is, over one little issue, we all ain't going to believe. But honey, as long as we straighten out on the blood and eternal things, it'll be all right. I may not drive your red car because I don't like your red car, amen. I may not like your blue tie. I don't like your blue tie. And if you won't come see me, I'll tell you why I don't like your blue tie. But it don't change the fact that, hey, preaching brings conviction in the day and hour we live, and we need preaching in our churches again. You don't need some type of little positive sales pitch this morning. You need something, and I need something to help me tomorrow. I do pretty good today. I'm in a church house. I ain't going to act too ugly while y'all looking at me unless you push me. I need something to help me, Brother Wayne, when I'm out yonder, nobody's a-looking. And when the lights is turned out and nobody knows nothing about it. And when I'm in a boat out yonder 40 miles away when God's a-looking, I need something to help me in my wilderness journey in this day and this hour. And honey, God chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe, and it still works in this day and this hour. John the Baptist, he went preaching in the wilderness. This was his message. Repent. He said, you ain't going to heaven the way you're living. I can tell you how you know if you're going to heaven, if you're living that way. Now, works don't get us to heaven, but honey, after you get saved, you'll go to working for the Lord. I believe with all of my heart, if you know you're going to heaven today, it'll be because you're looking and you're leaning in that direction. He said this, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 5, I like this. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan. They wasn't flocking to a drama team in that day. They wasn't flocking to the praise band. They come to hear preaching. Could I get somebody to give me a witness this morning? Have you come to get some preaching today? Preaching's what we need. Handshakes is good, Brother Gerald, but they don't make me live right through the way. They don't make me do my wife right. They don't make me pay my tithes. They don't make me love my brother and my fellow man. Handshaking don't do that. But preaching, Brother Randall, helps me when nobody else is a-looking. The Bible said they went out to him. They say, well, listen, you can't build a church by preaching. How come you come down here this morning then? How come some folks drove 50, 60 miles? I sure hope it wasn't to see what somebody was wearing. Gas is way too high for that. But I want to give you a commitment this morning that if you'll just come and listen to the preaching, it will help you. But you've got to apply the preaching. A man can preach his heart out, but if you don't do nothing with the preaching, ain't nothing going to happen for you. You've got to apply preaching. You've got to see what God says do, and you've got to be willing to apply it, and then you've got to be willing to stick with it. We live in a day when we want a miracle overnight, and sometimes God don't do a miracle overnight. Somebody say amen right now. We need to get some glue in our britches at the house of God. If we was as unfaithful at our jobs as we are the house of God, we wouldn't work at a place very long. Go and shake that head this morning. It'll help you today. Preaching in the wilderness. Now watch this. They went out to hear preaching. I like his message. He didn't water nothing down. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, why some Baptists would have had a heart attack if a man of God had been that plain of preaching. Plain preaching messes people up. They used to down in some little cracker box preaching. Some little woman with a dress on, they ain't used to no preaching going on. Let me tell you, honey, God chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Now you can love people while you're preaching. Had a little boy one time, told his mom, he said, Mom, our preacher looks like he's always mad preaching. No, he's just getting with the preaching, amen. This thing's a fight. This thing's a journey. We need preaching in the day and hour we live. You look at Brother Logger, he needs a bunch of preaching this morning. Bunch of preaching. Said, oh, you old generation of viper. You know, that old boy out yonder tickles me in that big mega church, son. He got some teeth, that's nice teeth. I wish they had pretty teeth like that. Boy, it helped my preaching when I'd smile at you and say, well, he ain't mad after all. I mean, he says, Mr. Positive Thinking, Mr. Positive Impact. And then she comes out and delivers the message. Tell me how come the Bible said that a bishop must be the husband of one wife? How come churches got all that out of order? My Bible ain't changed. America's changed. You can preach the gospel and not hate people, but you got to learn to not love sin. Let sin come in the camp. Sin will kill the camp. And honey, let me tell you, if the preaching here offends you, you need to turn in another direction. I noticed the hit dog hollers. The only one gives me an email upset's the one's got hit. Rest of y'all are sitting here preaching. I don't know what their problem is. We just love everything. Psalmist David said, nothing in that law offends me. And you hear me this morning. If a man is preaching love out of his heart, he can help you through Holy Ghost preaching. It's nothing will never take place of our preaching. We've went into the entertaining business in America. Let's just come on down into Carroll County, Georgia. We went into the entertainment business instead of the preaching business as the norm. You know what's going to save sinners is preaching. The drawing of the Holy Ghost. You know what's going to save your families this morning is preaching. With a man preaching in the wilderness with a message telling that you've got to turn from your sins to get to heaven. Amen. I believe with all my heart we've got to stay after preaching. It's worked for me and it'll work for you. It reached into where I was and saved me and washed me. Boy, I'm glad it turned my life around. Now, I want you to notice this. The Bible said in verse 13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee. Preaching will always bring him by. I like that. He said in 3:13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized of him. Boy, how little would John have felt. Then he said, but John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me. And Jesus answered and said to him, suffer it to be so now. And let me tell you something right now. Can I give you something God just gave me right there for somebody here this morning? Just wait. It'll work out. to suffer it to be so. Now, you can't change things right now. Right now, the devil may be telling you, where's your God now? Honey, you just hold on. Your God of the Bible will have His last say-so. He said, just suffer things to be so now. In other words, don't get impatient. Just stay with what you've been doing as long as it lines out the Word of God. Suffer to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Can I tell you today, sometimes God don't make practical sense. The things He allows in your life and my life, but let me tell you something, at the end of it, when you walk out of it and you'll turn back, you'll say, dear God, thank you. Thank you. Some of you, God ruffled your nest at where you was. And you know something? You couldn't understand why you had to leave a place you had been raised. You couldn't understand that you had to leave a job. You couldn't understand that you had to leave a family. But just suffer it to be so now. Maybe some of you are suffering in some things you're going through, but just stay with God. And it's going to work out. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. He makes no mistake. So just suffer it to be so. You just wait. Ladies, just wait. Sir, just wait on the Lord. And it'll work out. Now watch what He says. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens was opened to Him. And He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. I want to say something about the Spirit of God and that dove there this morning. I want to say, first of all, He is a gentle dove. He's not going to force you to do nothing. He will draw you and He will woo you. But I'm going to tell you, the dove can get his feelings hurt very easy. And you better be careful not to quench the Holy Ghost when you say something bitter and mean to somebody. Before long, you've done something that it's going to take you a lifetime to get over. We better realize the dove that lives in us is sensitive. The Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we're sealed to the day of redemption. I'm going to tell you, be careful. You can grieve Him. You can make Him sad. You can offend Him. Let me tell you something this morning. These pews ain't your pews. This pulpit ain't my pulpit. I was reading this morning. You know what I am? I'm just an old handsaw. You take a handsaw and you prop him up against the corner, he can't gloat much. He can't say that he's done nothing. All he can say is he's been in somebody else's hand. Can I tell you, I'm glad God called me to preach. And every now and then He puts His hand on this old saw and lets me cut through some things for the honor and glory of Him. But at the end of the day, He gets all the praise. He gets all the praise. He can take His hand saw and throw it in a corner and not use it no more. The saw can't do nothing. It's the Master's hand. The reason you're blessed this morning, it's not you. It's not your education. It's not your gifts or your personality. It's the God of glory that has chosen to use you in this dark and this dying. You ought to thank God that you're just an old hand saw that every now and then He picks up to be a blessing in somebody's life. My goodness, we see now that the Spirit of God descended like a dove. And I like this. All of a sudden He said this, and the heavens was opened unto Him. I'm glad heaven's still open this morning. Somebody thinks just because Washington's gone crazy, heaven's closed. Let me tell you, friend, heaven's open this morning. Oh, it is very much open. Why do you say that, preacher? I want to say, first of all, I'm glad heaven's gate's still open. Thank God for heaven's gate still open. Look in Genesis 28. And verse number 10. Genesis 28 and verse number 10. Aren't you glad heaven's gate is open today? I'm glad He still saves those sinners. In Genesis chapter number 28, verse number 10. Sake of time, not a lot of background, but Jacob, he's gone now. He's left daddy's house. He's on a journey. Said verse 11, he lighted on a certain place and tarried there all night. Because the sun was set. He took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows. And he lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Then he said, behold, the Lord stood above it. And he said, I'm the Lord God of Abram, thy father, the God of Isaac, the land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and thy seed. He said now in verse 16, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. You'll notice this ladder in verse number 12. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. I want to say, heaven's gate, it shows an appearance. Aren't you glad that Jesus came and walked on this old world as the God-man? Jehovah Witness said He's a good man. The Bible don't teach that. The Bible said not only was He a good man, He was God-man. God manifested in the flesh. And He came and walked in this old world to present Himself a way to heaven for me and you. A ladder was set on the earth. Ain't you glad God handed the ladder down to us? Boy, wouldn't we be in a mess this morning? We had to live by the law. Boy, the look of some of you, my goodness, when I look in the mirror, I realize that law is just a schoolmaster, a mirror to me. Shows me how wicked and vile I am. But aren't you glad that Jesus was a ladder that come, the Bible said, and it went on earth, and it reached to heaven. I want to say the gate of heaven's still open. Sinner friend, it shows an appearance. Jesus came. But in verse 12, it states access. I like that the top of it reached to heaven. Aren't you glad Jesus ain't just going to take you halfway? Somebody said, you won't know if you're saved till you get to heaven and stand before judgment. Jesus said, I write these things unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. I'm glad I know. Amen. There's some things I don't know about, but I'm glad I know I'm going to heaven. Amen. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in that lunch line about 1 o'clock today. But I know I'm going to heaven. Amen. Brother Kelly, I don't know if how many will be here next Sunday on this old country preaching. But I know I'm going to heaven. Amen. Brother Roy, I don't know if I'll make it to the Carolinas and back this week. But I know this, your preacher's going to heaven. Amen. See this ladder. Aren't you glad that the gate of heaven's still open? We see it shows an appearance. Jesus came on earth as a ladder. It states access. It reached to heaven. But then it speaks of acceptance. The angels was ascending and descending. Sinner, you listen to this old preacher this morning. There's a place for you. It speaks of access. No place on that ladder does it say where you had to pay a price. No place does it say on that ladder that you got to be in a special club. No place on that ladder does it say you have to be male or female. On that ladder it says simply nothing, but sinner, you can come. Come one, come all, but you must all come by the way of the old rugged cross. I'm glad there's acceptance, aren't you? Can I go and say something because we late anyway? It's 10 to 12. Your chicken's going to be cold this morning. But I want to tell you this. Aren't you glad that you don't go to a church and you got to make a certain amount in order to be somebody in the church house? Ain't you glad that you ain't got to wear the finest duds of the day to get along with somebody down at the house of God? Well, to have us just a good brogan and overhaul day, amen? I don't care what you wear as long as you cover your nakedness up. Amen. Ladies ought to dress like ladies. Say amen right there. Ain't nothing wrong doing right. Old preacher, why you done got over there? I don't know, but I did. But I'm telling you, friend, aren't you glad there's access for you to heaven? I'm so glad Jesus died for all. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. That's not changed in our Bible. It's an whosoever gospel. It's a whosoever God. It's a whosoever Holy Ghost. I'm glad He still saves old sinners. Amen. Preacher, what if I've done this? Will Jesus forgive me? Oh, His blood will wash you clean this morning. Wash you clean. No place did I see going up and down that ladder did you have to stop and do anything. You simply just got to get a hold to the ladder. Now, I want to say this morning. The gate of heaven's open. There's an appearance. There's an access. There is an acceptance. And then I want to say in verse number 12, there's some advice. There's something I've done learned about climbing a ladder. First of all, you better be sure you get the right ladder. I'm glad it reached to heaven. Can I tell you, Muslims, they saying that Allah... You know, what's this about Michael Jackson died? This thing's plastered all... And I heard what one of his brothers said, now he's with Allah. He may be. Honey, all roads don't lead to heaven this morning. How going to get Elvis Presley? How going to get achy, breaky heart while I'm there this morning? There's one way to heaven. It's one ladder that reaches to heaven. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. No other ladder reaches to heaven. Did you know that Brother Kelly's got a lot better facts than I've got, because I know he lives in that world. But did you know that America is fastly, the Muslim religion has taken America by storm and by sweeping. You know why Muslims have, what, 5 to 8 children? What do we have, 1 to 2 children? And we're so backslid, we want to get our children under preaching to get them saved. The Muslims are so dedicated, they brainwash their children. They come up 10 to a family, and before long, they're such a force, they've took America. But let me tell you something this morning, friend. I ain't got to get on the stage and hobnog with that crowd. I'm drawing a line in the sand to say this, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, and Jesus still saves this morning. All roads don't lead to heaven. And you better get your children under preaching where they're making dogmatic statements about eternal things. There's some things that does not matter eternally that mean you get caught up in. We get to majoring over minor things. Dress and creed and what I believe. And I had a family left this church, one of the best families I've ever seen. They left because they didn't believe like me about the rapture. So what? I don't believe we're going through the rapture. I've got my opinion. You got yours. Right. Keep yours and I share mine.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You come here, believe the way we believe. We're not changing to suit you. I want to build a church just like any other preacher here in America. But I want to build it right. I want to have the right format, the right foundation, the right spirit, the right preaching, and the right preachers. We can love each other and get along. But honey, Jesus is the way. It's not another way. You say, I don't like that loud preaching. Next Sunday, bring you one earmuff. There's no compromise on eternal things. Jesus said, they say, well, you're promoting a hate gospel. Hello? Jesus is the way. It's no other way. The truth and the life. You say, we offend people. They won't come back. Honey, you come back. If you want to be saved, you can get saved. But ain't nobody going to tiptoe around here on eternal issues. Your babies, I'm going to stand and give an account for. When we get to heaven, He ain't going to applaud you for teaching them how to play ball. You better get your babies on the sound of the gospel, a place where the Holy Ghost is, and God will help you in your life. I done got nearly 50-year-old. Hey, I can't go back. People forget about this preacher who went in a storefront building with block walls and with a half-working air conditioner. Go out of there and your socks wet. They think I just happened up on this pretty place and walked in or something, didn't pay a price. Let me tell you something, honey. The price I paid to get this where it is this morning by the hand of the King, it'll take it further down the road. It will just stay and do what we've been doing. Well, I can tell you're hungry this morning. I just don't understand why anybody don't want preaching and somebody to love on them. Why would a man jerked his family up with young'uns, Brother Kevin. Look at these babies lying on the way. Just because he don't believe in one little simple thing about the right. And now his young'uns ain't even trained, none of them in church. That's just like the devil gets you out of a place where God wants you. And you know what I've noticed? All right, it's 12 o'clock. Brother Kelly's preaching tonight, so I can't go part two, Brother Jason. I've noticed people right before they leave the church, though, they go to leaning that direction. They go to hunting things. And you know something? If you've got an issue with this preacher, if I get that reconciled, you'll find another issue.
Yes, sir.
And if I go to preaching to suit your family, and I go to preaching to suit your family, before long I'll quit preaching, and I've gone to being a politician.
Amen.
And if this preaching don't affect you and offend you, you ain't been around preaching.
Amen.
You think you perfect? Look in the mirror. You messed up too.
Amen. Good preaching.
Some of you may look pretty, but it took longer for you to get you that way than it did me this morning. Praise God, I got up, got me a good soapy bath cloth and hit that hair. Got me a little bit of gel and squirted it. I'm ready to go to the house of God. Them boys I used to work with said, "Preach, you buy more hair gel than a man ain't got no hair than anybody I see." Amen. We living in some crucial times. The devil's raging. He wants your babies. He wants your family. He wants your marriage. The devil hates anything that will magnify the Lamb of glory. I've done nothing. God saved me through them woods out yonder nearly 30 years ago and called me to preach. All I've done, try to give my life to, I ain't done nothing. I know God's sovereign and He could step over me any minute, put you a new preacher there, son. I know that.
Right.
But my God, I want to do what He's called me to do more than anything in my life. If I'm going to see one family get right, one marriage saved, one sinner get saved, one life turned around, it's worth everything, Brother Ellis. So to suffer it to be so now. Come with a song. I'm glad heaven's gate's still open. Sinners died, went to hell this morning because they missed the gate. Heaven's grace is still open. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Bible said after that he walked with God. This thing of grace is amazing to me. He said we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What he said. No big uns, no little uns in the family of God. We all even out there at the foot of grace at the cross. God don't give grace for nothing. Aren't you glad God don't give justice? We'd be in hell this morning. But He gives grace. Grace. Somebody reminded me yesterday, said, "Preacher, said you've been married 30 years in December." That woman sitting right there, best friend I got in this building sitting right over there this morning. Brother Jason, you know why we married? Because we want to be. Nick, there's been times she's made me so mad. By the time they'd been time, she ought to took a broom, caught me asleep, whooped me like a yard dog.
Amen.
She ought to whooped me. She ought to sewed me up and she beat me with a ball bat.
Amen.
you know something? I ain't too big to say I'm sorry. Because sometimes we got to admit what we are. Sorry. I'm sorry I've hurt you, hon. I'm sorry I ain't been a better husband. It's Christ loved the church to love you and gave himself. I'm sorry I hadn't been there. But I'm trying. And she'll give me grace to let me try. And I give her grace to let her try. Grace is still open. Noah, boy, watch this, brother. Tell you, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God, then he started walking with him. You know what I've noticed, Brother Gerald, when good seeds put in good ground, before long it comes up out of there. And he walked with the Lord. Only one other man said he'd done that, and that was Enoch. Gates open this morning. You need to be saved, you can come. Grace is open. You need grace. You need grace that's open. And then, heaven's guidance is open. He said, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things which you know not. If you don't know what to do, I can tell you how. Come ask him. Heaven's guidance is still. Quit running and asking what anybody else thinks and see what this book says. And apply it. And it'll get better. Suffer it to be so now. That's for somebody this morning. Suffer it to be so now. In other words, just put up with it. Deal with it. Love them through it. It takes a while. Love them through. What you need this morning? Has God touched anything you need to hear? But Tim, what are we doing? Stand with us all over the house. This altar's open.